For the next crucial years, the world will have clarity about the leadership in China and the United States. There was something of a sigh of relief in the result of the U.S. election among some people observing across the world. Voices around the world heard this week seem to yearn for continuity in American leadership, despite concerns about the future. That verdict has been reflected in the voices being heard on the BBC program World Have Your Say. Roz Atkins is the host of the show.
4 years ago, the thing which attracted our listeners was this story of one man trying to become the first black president of America. It inspired people undeniably across the political spectrum. What we've seen revealed since that speech yesterday and this victory is there may be a second inspirational story, and that is that minorities, whether they're African Americans or Hispanics or Chinese people, and this wouldn't be a minority, obviously, or women's role in elections, all of their roles have been increased, and they are being hailed as the heroes, the people who put Obama in the White House for a second term. And I think that story is also beginning to get traction and also beginning to inspire in a way that perhaps even 24 hours ago we couldn't have seen coming.
So a narrative of empowerment of minorities all over the world, as well as a sense of, hey, let's keep this Obama thing going. That's some of the tone of the voices and people that you're getting on World Have Your Say. Let's hear some of those voices now.
Hi, this is Isaac. I am so excited and really happy that the president was re-elected back to the office again for the next 4 years. It's a big thing for us, a big win for the youth and the people who've always loved the president and felt that he's an inspiration to us. So I'm very, very much excited.
We all of Afghanistan people are happy to on this re-elected of Barack Obama, but we have some disappointed things about the policy of Barack Obama, because Barack Obama want to withdraw their troops from Afghanistan, but Afghanistan now don't have a good situation.
Two of the voices from the BBC's program World Have Your Say, hosted by Roz Atkins. Would you say that your listeners constitute a scientific poll of world sentiment, or more of a particular community that has a big emotional say on the events of the world?
We're definitely not a scientific poll, and World Have Your Say would never claim to be so. We're not just based on the people who listen to us and watch us, though with the help of the BBC's language services, we can reach a long, long way beyond the English language listeners to the BBC. And actually, one of the most fascinating conversations was with my colleague Ruha, who works for BBC Chinese. And she was saying that people have taken two things from this election. She said many people have been saying they've just been inspired by the act of democracy and have wished that they could maybe have some of that in China. But the second thing, and I think this gives us a bit of perspective, because it's easy to think that the US election is the center of everything. As we speak, the Communist Party in China is having its Congress. It only holds this event every 10 years. There's going to be a change in who's in power in China, and they are watching what happens there much more closely than what's happening in Washington, D.C. And I suspect that some of our listeners are too, because they understand that in the decade to come, it won't just be about who's in the White House. It will also be about who is in power in Beijing. And if I could read you, John, just one email that we received from a longtime World Have Your Say contributor in New York.
Sure.
It possibly sums up why people are excited about this election in a different way to the previous one. Tedler is Ethiopian, and he says, "My boys and many like them of African origin are the luckiest generation of black and minority Americans. The health issue and cost of education is what matters most to us, like many working class Americans. If our kids work hard, they live a better life than us, and on their way, they help the African continent to be our pride." And that connection between what happens in America and what happens elsewhere in the world, I think, is why people continually engage with the political process in your country.
International takeaways from the U.S. election. We're speaking with Roz Atkins, host of the BBC's World Have Your Say. I love this idea that two very different processes of transferring power. It's been quite a year, 2012. Roz, thanks so much.
Good to speak to you again, John.